God. Thank you, God. All right. We offer praise, God. Yeah, Reverend D, I'm trying to hold my mute. I don't want people to think I'm totally insane, but I am insane for the Lord because he's been so good for me. I have a crazy love for my God. You don't know what he's brought me through. Offer praise. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come before you this morning offering our praise, God, offering you our worship, God, because you deserve it, God. God, we thank you for keeping us through many dangerous toys and snares, God. God, we thank you for keeping us from the seen and the unseen, God. God, we offer our praise, Lord God. God, we are just so grateful, God, and we say hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We cannot praise you enough, God. We can't show you how much we love you, God, but we offer our praise, God. And God, we say thank you for loving us. Thank you, God, for believing we were worth saving, Lord God. That you stayed on that cross, God. You could have come down, but you decided to stay, God. That my sinful soul may be set free and I may be saved, God. So God, we thank you. So God, touch every heart in this place, God. God, let them know that you're real, God. You're real, God, and you're real in my soul. God, let them know that you're the only way, Lord God. They can search all over, try all kind of things, chase all kind of things, drink all kind of stuff, smoke all kind of stuff. But it's you, oh Lord. Is your Lord that will deliver and set free. So God, we pray now that you'll move through this place.
Hallelujah.
Touch the hearts of your people. Loose them, God.
Yeah, God.
Loose them, God, and set them free. Free to worship you, free to praise you. Free to go out into the world and tell somebody about you, Lord God. God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, rip it away, God. And Holy Spirit, take control and speak to your people. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Have your way. Allow your presence, your power, your glory, your anointing to flow freely through this sanctuary. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Holy Spirit, this message is yours. I must confess, I was up quite late last night seeking God's will for our church. I had at least 3 to 4 sermons, I thought, would be for us today. But God said no. So the Holy Spirit must give this message to the church today. So I'm casting aside all that I've learned about theological preparation. 3 points. I just have to cast that aside because God said, take them back to the beginning. when I call abundant life into existence. Take them back, because we need sometimes to know our history and where we've come from. So God is taking us back to John, y'all, the gospel according to John chapter 10. I said, God, they've heard this over and over again. But God is God, and God knows what I don't know, and God knows what we need. So I must trust God. If you go to the 10th chapter of John and go down to verse 10. No 3 points today, no exegesis and all those things that, you know, I've learned and I've talked about. It's nothing like that today. A gospel according to John chapter 10, starting with verse 10. I'm just so overwhelmed this morning. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. First man, I'm grateful. Chapter 10. Starting with verse 10. God is taking us back to our foundational scripture. Our church was founded and named based on this scripture, you all. And it reads this way in the King James Bible. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. You may be seated. You may be seated. Jesus, 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 Jesus the Christ came to earth that we may have an abundant life, church. And Jesus was willing to give his life that all of us may be forgiven, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and to have eternal life. And when Jesus, he made the choice, decided to be our high priest. When he decided to be our high priest, there were no longer a need for animal sacrifices. No need for like the Old Testament sprinkling of the blood. Jesus gave his life as the final sacrifice for our sins. He shed his blood and he died for us. So God is saying, tell the church this. Somebody is struggling in here. And God said, tell the church that his blood still works. So the name and the title of our message this morning, that his blood still works, people of God. See, I don't know what you're going through, but it's the blood that covers us. We're covered by the blood. So whatever it is this morning, God is saying to you, don't you grow weary, because his blood still works. See, I recognize, because I'm just one of those persons, that the first month of January of 2019, this first month, has been filled for many of us with challenges. However, as believers, we must trust that in all things that God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. You must believe it. That's how you get through it. Despite the fact that the thief, the enemy, has an assignment to steal your dreams, your family, your relationships, to steal, to kill, and destroy. God wants us to know and believe that God alone is in control of the world events. See, our God is sovereign, you all. He is not surprised by anything that's happening in this world. God sent Jesus. Jesus said, in this world, you may have trials and tribulations, but I've come and I've overcome the world. So we have to understand this word, and we must live this word and apply it and walk in this world with power. The thief, the enemy, is on his assignment. And he's good at it, you all. He roams to and fro through the earth, looking to who he can devour and who he can destroy. But that's why the word is so important. In the epistle of Peter, he said, be alert and of sound mind. Basically, people of God, you have to stay woke, because your enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a lion looking to whoever he can devour. But we must believe and remember we are covered by the blood, and that blood still works. See, we are going to celebrate today Holy Communion, but understand what we're doing. We're acknowledging God's blood, the blood of Jesus. And that blood covers us. And that blood still works. I don't know who needs to hear it this morning, but God said, lift up your eyes to the hill. Whence cometh your help? Your help cometh from the Lord. Stop calling and begging people to do what God has already done for you. He's already delivered you. He's already set you free, but you must believe it and accept it. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. So when I just think of how the enemy works, I just have to go, but God is greater. But God is greater, you all. God sent Jesus. And we have to remember that all through the week, no matter what happens to you, no matter what people try to do to you, God wants us to remember that we are covered by the blood, and that blood still works. So I'm going to try to move and talk a little about John, but if not, it's God's will. And I'm going to trust his will for us. I'm going to trust his will. So as we move to the morning text, God is saying to someone who came in with your concerns, you know who you are, trying to figure out which way to turn, who to call, what to do, how to do it. God is saying to you, do not fear. Do not be afraid. Do not doubt my word. Hold on with an unwavering faith, because I'm God and I'm God alone. And believe that you're covered by the blood, and that blood still works, you all. Because the blood will never lose its power. But we must believe it. I don't know whose God is talking to, but he sent Jesus that we may be whole, healed, delivered, and live abundantly here on earth. See, I don't know who this is for, but if you open your heart, I believe everybody can receive something this morning. Church, we have a lot of kingdom work to do. But God wants us healed, holy, wants us to root out anything that's not like him. And he said, it takes the blood. the blood to deliver you. He said, I want you to go out and spread the good news to a dying and dark world, but you're going to need the blood, and you're going to have to believe in the blood, and you're going to believe that you're covered wherever you walk. You won't be harmed. You must believe that you're covered by this blood, and his blood still works. So we must put our faith into action. We say we trust the Lord. We must demonstrate to the world that the blood of Jesus will make all the difference. It really will make all the difference. So you have to be bold for the Lord and say, tell somebody, the blood will never lose its power. But you must look like it. You must walk like it. You must talk like it, in order for others to be drawn to your God. Jesus said, take this Holy Communion in remembrance of me. See, I've done it all. See, when I hung on that cross and my blood went just dripped down, it was for you. It was for you. It was for you. It was for you, that you may be whole and set free. God is saying to someone, don't let anybody identify you. I identified you with the word. You are exactly what the word says you can be. You're more than a conqueror through him who strengthens you. So as we read this Bible, and as we look to John, we understand that John was one of the 12 apostles. John walked and he talk with Jesus. John was taught by the best, and he was a graduate of the school of Jesus Christ, you all. So John understood why Jesus came, and he wanted other people to know that, yeah, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the resurrection and the way. Jesus is the truth and the life. That's what John wrote. He is the true vine. John wanted the readers to know and believe that your blessings will come when you line up and focus on Jesus. He wrote this in the 20th chapter of John. He says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, you will have life in his name. John wanted the readers to believe that if you need victory, that victory belonged to Jesus. That Jesus will make a way out of no way. Jesus came that we will be whole and live abundantly. But you must believe this. And he shed that blood. And it is said, and I just believe it, God, his blood still works. If you don't remember anything else I say this day, when your winds and the waves start blowing in your life, you look up to heaven and say, God, I believe that the blood still works. God, I believe you sent Jesus to be my way maker. You sent Jesus to be my promise keeper. You sent Jesus to be the miracle worker. You sent Jesus to shine in darkness just for me. And I believe in his blood. And his blood still works. See, John wanted the world to know that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe it? See, that's what it comes down to. If you're going to be powerful here on earth, if you're going to knock down some stuff and change some stuff in your family, you must believe this word. The Bible says Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world. He came that you may be saved and you may be healed and you may be whole. See, I don't know who needs to hear this. You're struggling with something, and God has already worked it out. He worked it out when he sent Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood. John, a great sports person for Jesus. If you read his story, you never hear about John ever doubting God, doubting Jesus. When the other disciples left and ran away for the crucifixion, John still stood at that bottom of that cross with Mary and watched Jesus die and bleed. So he had a true understanding of the blood because he saw the blood come dripping down. So he wants everybody to know the blood, his blood. His blood still works. God, I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know what you all are going through. But Jesus is saying, the blood is the answer to your struggle. The blood is the answer to your struggle. The battle is not yours. I don't know who God is talking to. No, I don't have 3 points this morning. The point is that the blood still works. The blood covers us. So whatever you're going through, the blood, it's the blood that will work it out for you. It heals. The blood. It delivers. Yes, it does. The blood makes us whole. The blood cancels out addiction. The blood cancels out sinful behavior. It's the blood, you all. It's the blood. It's the blood that makes the difference. See, I don't know your story, but I just believe because I'm covered by the blood that God has delivered me so many times and times again from my grief, from my pain, from just accidents. He knew that I was covered by the blood. There is my child. Satan is after, so he covered me. The enemy is chasing someone. But God is saying to you this morning, you are covered. You are covered. So just hold on to that. Whatever you're going through, if you want to get rid of those drugs, remember you're covered and you're able to be delivered. If alcohol is your thing, remember God has covered you with the blood. Jesus died for that. If you're concerned about your marriage, God has covered you and you can be delivered into a whole relationship. We're covered. No greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. See, we are friends of God. And Jesus laid down his life for us. Somebody says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and our griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry. Everything. Do you do it? Everything. Will you do it? Everything. Will you do it? Everything to God in prayer. Trying to figure it out yourself. Jesus has you covered. That's why he came, you all. That's why he came. So that we may be delivered from us. From our stuff, so that we'll be forgiven. We're covered. And that's all God wants us to remember when we come to the table for Holy Communion today. He wants us to confess. He wants us to believe that we're covered. So we celebrate Holy Communion. No 3 points. The point is Jesus. The point is Jesus. So when you call on the name of Jesus, things have to change. Jesus, demons tremble. Jesus, Satan, get out of your way. Jesus, the blood, his blood protects us. it just trips all over the plans of the enemy and protects us. It's the blood. Chips. Satan, get out of the way. The blood. The blood. The blood. That's all God wants us to know today. He wants us to know that it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. See, we're talking about the blood that gives us strength from day to day, and it shall never lose its power. That's the word for the church. He says, stand tall, people of God. You are victorious because of the blood. Stand tall, people of God. You are healed because of the blood. Stand tall. I'll make a way for you because of the stand tall. I will reconcile your family because of the blood. Stand tall. I'll heal your broken heart. It is because of the blood. God, I pray now as you move through here that you heal broken hearts. That you comfort your people, that you would restore them. That you would reconcile situations, that you would heal and forgive them, God. And it's all because of thee. That is the word for the church this morning. His blood still works. The point is Jesus. Jesus' blood. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It only works if you believe it. Do you believe it? Really? Do you believe that the blood will never lose its power? Do you believe that blood will meet you right where you are and turn some things around? Do you really believe in the blood? Really? God said, then put your faith into action. Please stand all over this sanctuary.